Flappy Bird may have been pulled back, but its craze is far from over. When we talk of addiction to games, the first image which pops up in our mind is probably of a 10 to 12 year old kid sitting in front of his TV with his gaming console in his hands and eyes glued to the racing game he is playing. But if you thought that only kids or teenagers could get addicted to games, then you could not have been more wrong. Flappy Bird was one game which was equally addictive for people of all generations, whether it is a 10-year-old kid or his grandfather, whether it is a stay-at-home mom or a rich business tycoon. The craze of the game Flappy Bird had caught on with everybody, so much so that at the peak of its popularity, Flappy Bird was clocking in almost 200 downloads per second. Can you imagine any other game, or in fact, any other app or video garnering this kind of response from the internet users? But there was something about Flappy Bird which kept pulling people like a magnet. This wonderful game was created by a Korean by the name of Dong Nguyen. It is a game with the simplest of graphics, very unlike the modern games which we see today, and more in line with the game of the 90s era. In fact, Dong Nguyen himself said that he had drawn inspiration to create the game Flappy Bird from the Super Mario game that he used to play as a kid. Although one cannot exactly out his finger on the reason why Flappy Bird became such a raging success, one can hazard a guess about why it is so addictive. The simple reason for its addictiveness could be the natural human instinct to beat the game. It is quite common to get addicted to games and keep on playing till we clear a certain difficult level, or until we win the game altogether. Sometimes the addictiveness fades away on its own when we get tired of playing an unwinnable game over and over again. Flappy Bird, though simple in its graphics and game controls, is a remarkably tough game to conquer. It does not have any levels to clear, which might just have soothed the ego of some less competitive players. And this very combination, which makes the game look easy, but is actually one of the toughest games to play, is what makes Flappy Bird unique and addictive. Now that Flappy Bird has been pulled back from the app stores for the very reason that it is unnaturally addictive, people have started wondering whether the Flappy Bird craze is fading out. But a person who is addicted does not give up so easily. Now there are several online gaming websites which offer games which are almost identical to the game Flappy Bird, and have been readily lapped up by the Flappy Bird crazy fans. It sure doesn't look like Flappy Bird is going down anytime soon.